Yeah, fix some. He wants some coffee. He's doing some thinking.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Sounds excellent.
Yeah, get him some coffee.
Well, I guess I'd like to have.
Please. Oh, no. No, no, no.
What's a passel?
A passel?
No, a passel. I bet that's what you're thinking about. Passel, passel. Horse is one of the things.
That's a no good rascal.
A passel
tail, and all he's sorry and Indian pony.
A sorry horse.
And he sure is sorry. Passel tail, oh,
well, sure.
Can't spell it.
I don't suppose there's any way to spell it. I don't know how you spell it. Passel tail. Passel tail. It's just passel tail.
Covered in.
Now, there is such a thing as a passel.
Well, a passel, that means a whole bunch.
Would you ever use that with horses, like a passel of horses?
No, never heard it the other ways.
What'd you call a?
Remove it.
Is that a common term?
Yeah, ever since I can remember, it's remove it. I don't know. Now, I used to wrangle them saddle horses when I was a kid, and that's my job. And about the only time my daddy ever remembered him spanking me was when I went to sleep when he called me to get up and get him. I kept pony up all the time. And after I was 8 years old, well, I'd throw 56 saddle horses a lot every morning, just a crack of day, see. And that's my job. It's all right to go back to sleep maybe after that, but I'd get them saddle horses up for them boys. And it was removed then, and I reckon it has been forever. I don't know. Through this country, that would be the term, I'd say.
How about your saddle? Did you have
what?
One or two straps underneath it?
Oh, one, fellow. That double cinch, you mean?
Uh-huh.
That never come in until the late ages. Uh-huh. Never was but a single cinch saddle or whatever knew any different. We had what we call three-quarter rigs and a saddle, and that's the one you didn't want. That was a bad one. You want a full rig saddle where you could use 2 cinches, but they didn't know that there was 2 cinches.
Uh-huh.
But you sure didn't want that three-quarter rigging. Now, that was no good.
No.
That was a centerfire, what they called a centerfire saddle. And that's shot right up on your horse's wellets all the time.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do anything with it. But it's where those straps come on the saddle to make a center pull. That's why they called it the centerfire. That was a three-quarter rig saddle. And they made them back then. And I don't know why, because none of the cowboys wouldn't use them. Skinned the horse's back, they slid this way on the horse and peeled his back, see.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't rope anything and pull it off over his head. If he's looking at him that way, which they didn't look at him much that way, they used it the other way. They always jerked them cattle from the, you know, instead of roping cattle and getting down like they do today, well, they wasn't any of that. They was kissing and leading the way, leaning away all the time. I was too little to do a lot of that. I saw a lot of them, but I was a little bit short. Quite a few after I growed up, but then I'll tell you one incident that I got into. The boys in Texas just feeding cottonseed, wasn't in a cake, cost $1 a ton. That's what they hauled them away from the gins for, to keep them burning them before they knew how to make cottonseed oil and use the things to an advantage. First they gave them to them, but later on they found out they could sell. That's right, they give them the rights to haul things off. And because they just stack up there and they had to burn them or do something, they'd burn forever and stink. And they finally got charged $1 a ton and they'd haul them in there by take 4 mules to a wagon, just put on many side boots to get them, pile them things full of them cottonseed and just rick them up, just great long ricks of those things. And